about wanting to release a golden river in our midst with all that that entails, which I think we're just going to explore and find out next week, which is very exciting. But he said to us that in order for us to come into the fullness of it and to embrace things fully, he wanted us to deal with some hindrances in our lives, things that might get in the way and stop us embracing everything that God has for us. And one of the things that he spoke to us about was disappointment. And disappointment, as most of us know, is quite a big emotion, quite a big thing to deal with. And it's the verse I quoted last week, it's in Proverbs 13:12, it's hope deferred makes the heart sick. Those things that we want, need, hope for, desire on the inside of us, when they don't happen for whatever reason, if we're unable to deal with them, it makes our heart sick. So we're just going to look at a little few things. We're going to look at a few things along the way from that. And for all of us, life is a unique journey. You know, I'm not the same as any of you. You're not the same as me or anyone else that's here. We are all completely and utterly unique. And we can look at others and we can think, some people have everything. Everything falls on their plate. Everything goes right. They have no worries. They have no concerns. They come from a good family. I'm feeling awfully far back here. Just come there. Everything's gone well for them. The saying is, born with a silver spoon in their mouth. I don't quite understand that one. But it just means some people seem to have it all. On the other hand, some people seem to face disadvantage from the second that they're born. Nothing goes right. Everything goes wrong. They just don't have anything. But whatever your life is like, whichever category you may consider yourself in or look at others, we all have to live life. And at the end of the day, we just got to get on with it. So we develop coping mechanisms no matter what goes on, because you have no idea what goes on in my life. You can make judgments about me. You can think things, but you actually don't know, just the same as I don't know for you. So in one sense, it's really irrelevant, because we all have to live life. We are all born into a family, and our belief systems, our coping mechanisms, everything we have is birthed out of that family unit that we grow up in. And from that place, we form our core values, our belief systems, whether they're right or whether they're wrong, whether everything is seemingly perfect, whether not one thing seems to be in place, that's where we start from. So this is not about judging anyone else, because what may just be a disappointment to me in my life, you may sail through. You may think, for goodness sake, get a grip, get on with it. It may devastate me. On the flip side, something that devastates you might not even make me flinch, because we all learn to deal with life in a different way, and God loves us all uniquely, unconditionally, and he wants to make us whole. And wherever we have not been whole, that's the point that he wants us to come to him, so that he can bring healing and restoration. And God is interested in every detail of our lives. He created us before time even existed. Before we were born in this realm, we existed in the heart of God. In the spirit realm, we were, and he had a heart for us. He had plans and purposes and desires that for most of us got pretty messed up when we came here. He wants to redeem that, to restore us to what he would intend us to be. And he created us first and foremost for a relationship with him. And he wants to restore everything that has been robbed from us, no matter what that looks like. For me, maybe totally different to you, but what is important to me is important to God. And he wants to restore me and make me whole in my mind and in my body, with my spirit connected to him in a love relationship, so that his love can flow through me to the world around me. That's the ultimate, that I can be so in tune with God and living in his love that flows from me. My life in a mess, if I'm saying I'm a child of God, I'm a Christian, I have a relationship with God, I have a faith, however you want to explain it, if I'm saying that, but I'm negative and what comes from me is cynical and judgmental and bitter, that's what people are going to think about God. So really, I want to be healed and whole so that what comes from me is actually demonstrating who God is. So he is interested in dealing with those wounds, those things on the inside that might prevent that. We talk a lot about responsibility, that we are here firstly to have a relationship with God, knowing that he loves us beyond measure, beyond anything else, that there's nothing we could ever do to stop God loving us. And then there's a responsibility that he wants us to outwork our destiny here and now to make the world as he would have it to be, which is demonstrating his love. And we start to do that by letting God into those deep places to heal us and restore us, because then what happens is we start to live differently and we start to take authority and we start to rule in our own lives. We start to make a difference and we start acting in love because we know love. It's very difficult to be something that you're actually not deep on the inside, and that's what's really mostly important for us. So you start to have authority. So you start to bring rule in your mind. If you've been really negative about yourself, if you've had really bad thoughts about yourself, just negative in general, if you let God transform you and show you his love, that will start to change. In your emotions, where you've been wounded, those things that have affected us will change, and the atmosphere around us will be different. Who has heard things like, it was like a dark cloud entered when she entered the room? You could cut the atmosphere with a knife when he walked in. She looks like thunder. Oh, there's such a heaviness that goes with her. She's so negative. She's like a damp squid. Now, I never know if that's squid or squib. Bib, buh, bib. Oh, I would say duh, squid. Bib, damp squid, buh. Okay. So those are the negatives. They don't just get there for no reason. Those characteristics, those things, if that could describe us, there's a reason for that. And that is some of the stuff that God wants to deal with deep on the inside, because quite often those things come from disappointments or where we've been let down or things that have not gone the way that we hoped. So disappointment is a really key thing. What do I want to emanate from me? What do I want to be displaying to the world around? Love, joy, peace, healing, hope. They're the characteristics. They're the things that I want to be flowing. That's what I want my atmosphere around me to be full of, because then that will affect other people. And if we're all flowing in those atmospheres, just imagine what the atmosphere around us all would be. That's God's heart for us. That's what God wants. So as I get to know God, as I allow him into my deep places, I will be transformed. I will be changed. That's not, I have to try hard. I have to strive. I have to try and be different. That is, as I get to know God, who is love, I will naturally be transformed, and he will deal with my mindsets, my wrong concepts. We've been hearing so much recently about how religion has given us a wrong concept of God, and it's time to let go of all that. So we all have experienced disappointment, and we need to get it sorted deep on the inside. We may not even know it's there, because for so many of us, it's just like life. But it will expect us in our thinking, our expectation, and our behavior. So I'm going to recap a little bit now from last week, those things that can cause us disappointment. So people, number one, people can disappoint us. They can let us down. You may expect it, so we might not think it affects you, because why would you expect anything else? It's going to happen, wasn't it? Everybody lets you down. If that's the way that we live, I would suspect that there's a wound somewhere deep on the inside where there was an original thing that disappointed and now we've shut down on that one. So it could be your whole life's experience. It's just how it is. So there are no obvious wounds, but I would suggest that maybe deep down on the inside there may be. Then there's people that let you down and you don't expect it. This is more of a tricky one in a sense, because it can devastate you. So there could be obvious deep wounds. that you're feeling. You could have the mention of someone's name and you talk to me about them. Took their eyes out. That would be more obvious and in some senses easier to deal with because you can be aware that maybe you feel disappointed that someone has let you down. So there can be deep wounds. Unfulfilled promises. How many times have people said things to us and then they don't do it? I'll do that. I would do. I'll meet you. I'll do whatever it might be. Unfulfilled promises are a real source of disappointments. Reactions you don't expect. People can react in ways that we don't expect. So it's things that people do say and things that people don't say. Sometimes you can really want someone to say something and they don't say it and you can feel let down. The same with things people do can disappoint you or the things that they don't do. So when I want Mike to come home with this huge great big bunch of flowers and he just doesn't do it. Silly example, but you know, sometimes you expect something to happen and it does it. It can go deep down and it can cause disappointment. We're all broken. We're all dysfunctional. And we all let each other down. And what we need to do is to be able to deal with this as part of life so that we deal with it, we allow God into those deep places where we deal with those things from the root, and then if something happens, it's surface and we can deal with it and it doesn't go in and it doesn't cause that problem. Because I can assure you that people will continue to let you down. I will continue to disappoint you. And you probably at some point, I may feel disappointed, but we have tools which we will look at that we don't need to let it affect us deep down. We can live a different way. You can feel you've let yourself down. When you let others down, you can actually feel that you can be disappointed in yourself. I shouldn't have done that. I've let them down. I shouldn't have done that. I should have been different. And then we can live under guilt, condemnation, and shame and just feel bad all the time. Life. You can be disappointed in life. Well, I didn't expect my life to turn out that way. And that can be for many, many reasons, too many reasons to start saying about now. But if you relate to that, then you'll understand and you will know God. You can actually feel disappointed in God. You can feel that God's let you down. Now, I did talk about this in more detail last week, which I'm not going to do this week. But if you feel that God has let you down, now is the time to acknowledge it. If you feel disappointed in God, now's the time. God wants to meet you in that place so that you can be set from free from that. Don't think you're not allowed to be, because if you are, whether you're allowed to be or not is irrelevant, isn't it? He wants to deal with what's deep down on the inside. Why could you be disappointed in God? Again, I'll whiz through these things, but I think they are relevant again. You can blame God. You can be disappointed. Where was he when that happened to me? For those of us who've been around a long time and we've believed for healing and it's never come. Financially, I thought we were supposed to live in blessing. I thought we were supposed to live in abundance, but I've never got any money. Family situations. How many of us have had difficult family situations that don't appear to have resolved the way that we thought that they would? You can be disappointed in God for that. For those of us who have felt God said, and then he didn't do it. I stepped out, I did this, and he didn't come through for me. Sometimes we struggle with something and we just think that we can't get free. It's easy to blame God in that situation. It doesn't work. How many people have had prophetic words, other people spoken over your lives, and they haven't seemed to come true? Is that God's fault? If you're blaming God, then it's relevant. Nothing changes. Even in stepping into heaven, into the spirit realms, well, I just tried. It doesn't work for me. God's not come through for me. Disappointment steps in. That's the end of it. In our heads, we can think, well, I've given that to God. But actually, he's looking for us deep down on the inside. Because disappointment will rob us of everything that God has for us. We have an enemy who wants to rob, kill, and destroy. And God wants to give us life in abundance. That's our truth. But sometimes what we're living in doesn't match up with that. And we are on a journey to make sure that what we live how we live matches up with God's best. So disappointment is sadness or displeasure caused by non-fulfillment of one's expectations. So maybe God's shown you something today. If so, hang on to it because we can deal with it. You don't need to take it away with you today. So what do we do with the things that disappoint us? We can put it down to experience, as I've already said, or we can learn from it. We can box it away. We can pretend it didn't happen. We can pretend we're okay, but it will affect the whole of our lives if we don't deal with it. Because when that disappointment goes on the inside of us, our emotions get wounded. Our heart gets sick. Our soul gets crushed. We build a wall, shut down, withdraw, get angry. Or we develop a coping mechanism. We make a vow. I'll never get hurt like that again. No one will ever touch me like that again. I will never go there. I'll never do this. We need to understand that vows are powerful things. And if we make vows on the inside of us, then they work. They work. And they can leave us really devoid of anything that God wants for us. So again, if you're thinking, I got hurt, I felt let down, and I've made a vow on the inside, today you can have that vow broken and you can receive freedom in that area. Undealt with, we give the enemy access to have a field day with us. Accusations come. And we start to agree with them. Disappointment takes hold. And disappointment, which is, as we say, we all face disappointment, comes like a seed of doubt. Something happens and it goes into our mindset there. If we don't deal with it, it goes into discouragement. And then it grows into disillusion and depression and despair and hopelessness until in the end you want to give up. There's no point. Hopelessness means there is no point anymore. You just want to give up. And that will outwork in all the areas that I just briefly touched on just now. Disappointment in people. What happens when people let you down? You either punch them. Linda. So there's one way, you know, someone lets you down, disappoint you, you take your own revenge. Or you can withdraw, isolate, you get angry, bitter, critical, you live in the power of betrayal. So relationships are too painful, so you don't put yourself in that position. If you disappointed yourself, you come into, as I said, guilt, condemnation, self-hatred, worthless, useless. On life circumstances, you become overwhelmed. It's the way that depression can come in, self-pity, addictions, victim mentality, it's not fair, one set. The other sense can be rebellious, out to fight the world. If you're angry with God, if you're disappointed in God, if you feel God has let you down, you're not really going to be pursuing an intimate relationship with him, are you? So there will be barriers in your relationship with God because you have a distorted view of him, because we know that God is love. That is the character of God. He doesn't have anything in him which is not love, but our life circumstances may tell us differently. And if we don't deal with the fact that we are blaming him or he has disappointed us, then we will not get intimate with him. It will rob us of destiny, of hope, purpose, relationship, anything, turning to fault comforts. That's all the stuff that we can be robbed of. I really felt it on my God's heart to say about us here as a church that one of the areas, because we're all broken, because we all are different, then we can have expectations of people and people can let us down. And sometimes the expectations we have of people are not realistic. We're trying to find our own needs met on the inside, and we look to other people to meet our needs. And when they don't, or can't, or won't, then we can be disappointed. And now is the time, I really feel, that within us here, for us to move on, for us to embrace everything that God's had for us, that unity is so important. And if we have felt let down by people, I may well have let you down, and I may have caused you disappointment. I can say here, I'm truly sorry for doing that, but if it's actually an issue to you that you are feeling it in here, let's just pray together. Let's talk together. Let's get these stuff resolved, because anything can spoil, and we don't want that. We want unity in our relationships. So I'll throw that out there. I'm not just me. I hope everybody's just not got a problem with me. But for us in general, we need to be really careful that we don't hang on to these things, because they will spoil. It's very important right now, I feel, that we deal with these things. In any other churches, for some people, you may have come from other churches and been disappointed. We've looked at how religion has sold us short of who God is to disappoint us. Now's the time. Let's deal with it. Let's get it out of the way, because we're in this together. You know, God has placed us here. God has placed you here. If this is where you feel that you fit together to fulfill a plan and a purpose, it's okay to be where you are with God. There is no expectation for you to be in the same place as me, or for me to be in the same place as Mike or Becky or Nigel or anyone that you might look at and think, they're all right, they've got it all together. But you have no idea what people are going through and have gone through. But God has given us tools so that we don't have to stay where we are. We can move forward. And where you are is absolutely fine. But don't stay there. Embrace your future. Embrace your destiny. Embrace what God has got for you. Because if you don't, you'll drift away. You won't be around. Once God starts to say something and he starts to highlight something on the inside of us, we know when God puts his little finger on something and he wants to set us free in an area, we can choose to embrace that and move forward, or we can choose to ignore it. And too many times I've seen people choose to ignore it. And the enemy just slowly, slowly, slowly pulls people away, snatches people away, and robs them of their destiny. There's a verse in the Bible, it says, "Weary not in well-doing, and in due season you will reap." Do you know what disappointment makes you? Weary. It makes you so weary. You can't, but it's just too much to continue to move forward. But the verse says, "Weary not in well-doing." That's keep on doing everything God's got for you. Keep living the way that he's calling us to. Keep pursuing him. Keep pressing in. Because in due season we will reap. There's promises here. There's promises from God. Let's not be robbed of that. We looked last week at the way to get rid of disappointment. You'll be glad to know I finished now. To get rid of disappointment. For some of us who have been around a while, we can just let it go, because we've learned how to bring it to God and deposit it there. But the key in all of this is forgiveness. We have been forgiven completely and utterly. What Jesus did on the cross, we are all forgiven before God. We may not recognize it, we may not know it, we may not live like it, but that's a revelation that God can bring us increasingly. But we can live in the consequences of what other people have done to us and what we have done to others, even though God has forgiven it all. And that's the process of forgiveness, is identifying those areas. Where do you feel let down? Where do you feel disappointed? It's not wrong to have a list 15 pages long if that's what's going on the inside of you. But what I would encourage you is then start to bring that to the cross. Start to bring it to Jesus. Start to allow Jesus into those deep places. And the way that we get free is by identifying those things as debts on the inside, and then choosing to forgive them. That's not the whole of the story. Do you remember last week Mark stole my £5? It wasn't actually my £5. The key to us coming free is releasing, is cancelling the debt, which is a choice that we make. And when we make that choice, God comes in behind us and he sets us free and he brings healing. And there's a word that Mike's been explaining recently for us in a sense of God, and it's called justification, which is a really big word, which means because of what Jesus did before God, we are justified, which means just as if I've never sinned. That's how God sees us. When you do forgive and release deeply on the inside of you, when God comes in and brings healing, that's how it is. If someone has hurt you, it is just as if they've never hurt you, because it's gone and it's finished. Now, I understand when you're in the middle of pain, you can't think of that It doesn't make sense that you can be so in pain and then it can be gone. But that is the amazingness of God. And I can stand and give testimony that that is the amazingness of God, because he's done it in my life and I know he's done it in many of your lives. So last week we had some time that we wrote some things down, and we're going to do the same again today, because this is so important. We need to just allow God to do this in us. So we have paper there and we have pencils. We have the cross if anybody feels to write things down and pin them on the cross. We will also have opportunities. If you feel that's not it, that's not going to do it for me, then we can pray for each other. We are here today. If you identify that you've made curses and vows on the inside and you think, I need to break that, we can stand with each other today. But what I want to do before we do that is, does anyone have any testimonies of last week of something significant happening when they nailed their disappointment to the cross? I have permission to give a testimony. Do you just want to come and stand with me? When I shared this last week, almost before I finished, Lily, this is my granddaughter, by the way, little precious Lily, she ran out and she got some paper and she was writing and writing and writing. And I thought, what's she doing? Anyway, this is quite, do you want me to do it? You want to do it? Me. Okay. So I said, what was that all about, Lils? Did God show you something? She suggests something happened recently, and Lily does gymnastics and she's quite incredible. And she just learned to do a new move, a backwards walkover. And her mummy put it on Facebook as like, wow, how clever is this? She took a video and put it on Facebook. Do you want to do this? And the next day at school, one of Lily's friends who had seen it said she thought it was rubbish and it wasn't very good. So obviously, if you can understand, that hurt Lily, and she was disappointed at what her friend said. But she realised last week that she was disappointed, that she'd felt let down. So she ran out and she wrote it all down and she pinned it to the cross. And you told me that it's gone. That disappointment's gone. She gave it to Jesus and it's gone. That's how this stuff works. So I want to say thank you to Lily for letting me share in that. Thank you, babe. All right. Oh, you should stay there. That's how it works. Identifying where you feel let down. Now, for some of you, you might think, yeah, mine goes way bigger than that. It's not too big for God. And actually, if Lily didn't deal with that, it would grow and grow and grow. And that's what God wants to do with us today, okay? So after Mike has shared what he's going to say, I would encourage us all to just step into Sam's music, step into heaven, step into the realms of heaven, and ask God to show you if there's something that he wants to do today. And write it down. And then we can do whatever we need to do, really. If people need specific prayer, we can pray. But we'll take it after there. But first.
When it comes to actually knowing what those issues are, sometimes they're buried. And sometimes you don't remember them. Sometimes they're hidden under layers of other things in our lives. Sometimes they happen when we were little and we got stuck. And when we do a lie busting, which is a ministry technique to help people with lies, sometimes you can get stuck at a particular age of your life. And same happened with disappointment. Something happens, emotionally we get affected by it badly, and then we get stuck at that age, and then something happens and triggers it, and we act as if we're a 6-year-old or a 13-year-old, when we might be 50, you know, and all those things come out. So how do you uncover those things if they're buried? It goes back further than that, because we can be affected in our generational lines by disappointment, things that happened in our families, maybe 5 generations back, maybe only a couple generations back, that actually gets passed on to us in our DNA. It's called epigenetic factors within our DNA that actually make us open to disappointment more than other people, because actually it's passed on to us with an expectation of being disappointed. So how do you uncover if you're stuck at a particular age? How do you uncover if generationally something has been in your DNA that actually makes you susceptible to disappointment? Well, you have to find a way that God shows you. Now, you can ask him, and he might tell you. Sometimes someone else can help you by asking you questions, but actually we found that God can speak to us directly when we have engagements and different things. So why these colored crystal bowls? Well, we found that actually God can speak to us without it necessarily being words. We know about the sound of his voice is like the sound of many waters. It carries a frequency. If you read the prayers for the communion prayers, we talk about engaging the frequency of God and God's voice and God's truth. So if we're open, we can actually find that God can speak to us through a sound, through music, through words, in lots of different ways. And we've found that actually the frequency, the resonant frequency of the different notes of different bowls actually can touch you when you're on your own, and it can touch the whole room in different ways. If I was to pray for you, I would come and perhaps lay my hands on you. And when I laid my hands on you, it would carry a frequency of power, heat, vibration. People feel different things when the power of God touches them. But I can only do that one at a time. Whereas if you release that intent that you are going to lay hands on someone through a sound, that sound can touch you. And we know that works with music because people write music and they, in that music, carries the intent that they wrote it with. And sometimes that can make us feel happy. Sometimes it triggers things and we can feel melancholy or even sad when we hear a piece of music because it's designed to touch our emotions. So the sound of these things can touch you. So I want to just to play some of them. And while I play them, I want to encourage you to be open to let the sound and what's imparted in that sound open up any areas within your memory that you may have forgotten, any areas you may be stuck in disappointment that are hidden and buried, and anything which is in your genetic material which actually can have an effect, because God wants to heal and restore all of them. But if we don't know they're there, it's difficult to deal with them. So this is really something to just open up your spirit, your soul, your mind to the presence of God to actually reveal that. And it may be revealed as a memory. It may be revealed as a feeling. It may be revealed as some words in your mind, some thoughts, like 2 generations ago or 5 generations ago or 10 years old when you got stuck or something happened that you've forgotten. Now, obviously, if something comes to the surface which is really traumatic, make sure you ask someone to help you and pray with you or to stand with you, because if it's really, really traumatic, it can be very difficult to deal with. But if you don't know what it is, then you can deal with it. So God wants to unveil that. On the other side of it, our whole community that we're living in suffers from disappointment. Everyone out there in the sphere that God's given us to bring his blessing and his good news into, there must be thousands of people who are suffering from disappointment. So when we release something in this room, and when something impacts us, it doesn't have to be limited within the confines of these four walls. Because we know the spiritual realm is not bounded by space in the same way as the natural realm is. So when we release something, an intent, we can also bless our community with it. Now, that may be because it comes through us and we meet people and we can share our testimony of what God has done in us. But actually it goes further than that, that the Holy Spirit, the angels can engage people in our community. So we want to release a sound that goes beyond this room into our community out there that begins to uncover and releases hope. Because if you have disappointment, it can make you feel disillusioned, it can make you feel despondent, despair, or even depressed. All those sort of negative feelings. What is restored when you deal with disappointment is hope, enthusiasm, expectancy, passion, zeal. So we want to release hope. So I'm going to play this bowl, which is a D note, to encourage you to open up. Because orange is to do with the spirit of wisdom. And the spirit of wisdom can actually speak to you, right into your spirit, and reveal those stuck areas, any genetic, generational issues. And once I've done that, I'm then going to play the C note, which is a frequency of nearly 528, which is a healing frequency. So I'm going to release hope. And we're going to release hope to inspire you to deal with these things. And then just going to play this one at the end and send that out into the community with a sound that will stir our community to come out of despair and despondency. And that may be groups of people that we know. And in those groups of people, God wants to reach people who are disadvantaged, which is why we do the day center. We're reaching groups of people. But God's also put other groups of people on our heart, those who are hungry spiritually but are looking in the wrong place. Just as a testimony, we were meeting as our group on Wednesday evening, and we were just talking about, well, how do we send these things out into community? How do we reach community? And Mick gave me this little book. And there was a little book about Teresa of Avila. Now, Teresa of Avila was a Spanish lady in the 16th century who had visions and amazing encounters with God. I mean, she was a visionary, and no doubt in her day she was treated as a bit out there, I imagine. But she wrote various things of her vision, and she had an amazing intimacy with God. And he gave me this little book of sayings, 30 sayings of Teresa of Avila. And I was looking at it, and then when we had an encounter, and we said, well, let's step into heaven and let's see what God is revealing, or let's see what happens to how we can take this message out and reach people with it. I met Teresa of Avila. It was really weird. She turned up as one of the cloud of witnesses, and she spoke to me about those out there who have a mystic heart seeking for revelation but looking in the wrong place. And she introduced me to a whole legion of angels who are, I describe them as hippie angels, but they're a bit like alternative angels who reach people who engage alternatively. So actually God has got a whole legion, and I imagine probably other legions of angels, who we can send out to reach people who need to be engaging the truth rather than seeking for the truth in places that they're not finding it. So we have lots of things that God is sort of giving us tools to do which are supernatural and go beyond what we can just do in the physical realm, because there's no boundaries or borders in the spiritual realm. It can go out. So this today can go out into time and space. So when I'm going to play this bowl, it can go back into your history. It can go back into time and unveil a memory, or a memory or of you, but also a memory of something in your generational line. So I'm going to just play one of them. Now, some people find they're quite intense. I'm not going to play it in an intense way. But I want you just to close your eyes and just be open of, as the sound goes out, for it to envelop you and go in and penetrate and open up any of those areas where you need wisdom to show you what those stuck areas are, what those epigenetic factors are. So I just encourage you just to relax and just be open, and by choice, just say to yourself, say to God, I'm open for the revelation of those areas that are still hidden to do with disappointment in my life. So if any memories have come, or if you've got feelings that are stirred, then just hold those feelings so then you can engage when you write them out and pin them to the cross or deal with forgiveness for generational issues. But I just want to release hope. I want to release a frequency of healing into disappointments that is going to release you, unstick you from those memories that you're stuck emotionally, deal with generational issues. So we're going to release this, and it's going to stay here in this room and go beyond, so that as we go forward, hope is going to be restored. As I play this, I want to release this hope out into the community. I'm going to release those angels to take a good news message. I'm going to send this sound, this frequency, outside of the confines of this room to engage with people who are hungry, seeking, to engage with people who are in despair and need hope to be established. So let's just release this sound, and you can join with me in the intent that's going to be carried out into our community, into maybe your neighborhood, your neighbors, your friends, workmates, that we can release this sound out, that it will carry with it hope, the intent of healing and wholeness, truth. Come into you, that you can resonate with this sound, that you carry a message of hope, of restoration, of reconciliation out into the community in which you live, that this sound of hope, this good news, can be released through you into the spiritual atmosphere. We release those angels with that message of good news, with truth. So as we continue, I'm going to play some music that then I'd encourage you to then take anything that's come to mind, anything that comes to mind during the music, because the music is designed to bring an alignment and a wholeness back, and then do whatever you would do with it. If you want to write it out, you want to pin it there, if you want to take communion and apply the specific prayers there to your DNA, to your genetic material, to your emotions, to your mind, you can do that. If you want someone to pray with you, I would encourage you to talk to Deb and Karen, who will arrange that. Obviously, we've probably got a limited number of people we can pray for, but we'll pray for as many as we can, because sometimes you just need someone to speak words to break those things over you.
just encourage you to continue with what God is doing with you, and we'll worship together, and unless anyone thinks we should do anything else. Got any other ideas? Continue, and if you feel you need someone to stand with you or to pray with you, then can find someone.
I just want to share something with you that God's just done for me. When Mike started playing the bowls, he showed me something about my dad. And it really wasn't where my head was at, because I've known that we've been dealing with disappointment and forgiveness. And so I've had some things I've been working on throughout the week because, you know, that's the season we're in. And he showed me straight away that I was disappointed in my relationship with my dad, because my mum and dad split up and divorced when I was 8, and it was a difficult time. And but God showed me that I was disappointed because my dad didn't fight for me, and I hadn't realised that was there. I didn't know that, you know, I've dealt with a lot of stuff about father wounds in the past. I had no real understanding that it was there. So I dealt with that, and I forgave and released my dad, and I asked God to show me how had that impacted my relationship with him as my heavenly father. How had I sort of transferred, you like, my expectations from my own earthly father onto my heavenly father? And he showed me that I really didn't always expect him to come through for me. And, you know, God's faith in me, you know, he stirs me sometimes so much that I'm just kind of like overwhelmed with like this passion and expectation. But he showed me that there are areas in my life where I am not, I'm blocking his faith in me from outworking. And so I said, well, you know, why now? Why are you showing me this now? I've been working on this for a long time. And he said, well, anything that we transfer onto God from an earthly experience could potentially block us from receiving next week. So God really wants to release something powerful next week. And if our expectations are limited by our earthly experience, then we won't receive it. And so I just really want to encourage you that whilst we worship and throughout the rest of the week, before we come to next week, and, you know, to be truthful, I have no idea what God's going to do next week, not really, other than I'm really excited. But I don't want anything in my life or my expectation from my past to be transferred or to block what God wants to do in the present. So I just really want to encourage you that just keep your spirits open and be open to hearing what he's saying. Because if you need to deal with it, then, you know, there are people here that will stand with you, and so that we can receive what God's got for us next week.
Excellent. I'll just share very quickly something that, again, that happened to me in the week, which often happens to me when God stirs me to share something or I share something. It's someone that I love very much, went through a really difficult situation this week, and it affected me really quite badly, and I was trying to work out. I was really disappointed for them. I was really disappointed in the situation that happened. I was trying to work out. I couldn't quite shake it. I was doing what I know to do, and I wasn't quite getting it. It wasn't quite going. And I was thinking, well, am I disappointed in that person for their reaction? Where is this going? And actually, God showed me that underneath the disappointment for them, because it was a disappointment for them, I had fear. And fear was actually controlling everything else, because there, it's like, oh, now what's going to happen? Although disappointment was something, underneath the disappointment was a fear. And fear often is something that can be at the root. So I would just encourage you again this morning, just be open for God to show you if you have any fears that could actually be involved in disappointment as well. So